It's time for The Local Take with Kiplin Primus. The Local Take is all about community engagement, connecting our listeners with our community, and featuring people who don't always get media coverage, but who have important stories to tell. Now here's Kiplin Primus with The Local Take.
We're speaking with moms today, and these are new moms who blog and homeschool. The look of moms has changed over the years, but today's moms come equipped with technology, apps, online videos, and more. So do moms with Google have more to offer than analog moms? Have moms really changed, or do they just have access to more information? We're joined this morning by Joyce Davis, who blogs at Enjoying Life, and Melanie Dawson Jackson, a mom who homeschools, and Karen Adams, a mom with teenagers. Welcome to The Local Take. Thank you for joining us. So, have I hit on something? Are technology moms better than analog moms? Or what's the difference for moms today? Ms. Jackson.
As soon as you said, are analog moms different? I thought to myself, no, we are not different at all. But we have more to choose from. We still make a choice and we continue to follow the path that we have chosen. They're just is more access to what options are available.
And Ms. Davis, what do you think?
I don't think that analog moms and, I don't know, digital technology moms are different. I think that the way that, I guess I was raised by an analog mom, and so I take what she has taught me and I use technology to help me inform my parenting decisions. So I think that we just have an opportunity to have more information available to us and available to us quicker, which is great. Is great.
And Ms. Adams?
I agree. I think that it is more of the moms today have both digital and analog tools to use in being parents. And I tend to use both Google, the internet, to help in my parenting needs, as well as some of the old school analog methods of rearing children and guiding them on their life journey.
So one of the reasons that this mom conversation came about, Joyce, was because of your blog and Black Girls Surfing. And I just thought that was so interesting because if I had asked my mom living in Atlanta, no ocean to surf in, you know, about surfing, she would have probably told me to just go sit down somewhere. But you did all this research and wrote a column. What is that about?
I'll tell you a little bit of the backstory. Basically, my daughter has some fluency sheets that she gets. She's a first grader that she gets from her teacher to help her improve reading. And one of the fluency sheets was a story about a surfer. And so as she read the story, she asked me if children surfed. And so the first thing that I did was, well, let's go to YouTube and find out and find some videos and see some children surfing. So we found children surfing. Then she asked if girls surfed. So we couldn't really find girls, but she asked if Black girls. Then she asked if Black girls surf. And I said, well, you know, I've never seen like a Black girl or a Black woman surf. So we eventually did find some videos of Black women surfing, but it took a long time on YouTube, which would be like, you know, 10, 15 minutes. That's a long time to be searching for videos. So, but what I find helpful, whenever she asked me a question, honestly, during our dinner or after dinner, what we do is we go to the internet and we try to see if we can find the answer, especially if it's something that I don't know myself or she wants to learn more information than I actually have in my own frame of reference. So technology is extremely, extremely helpful. I do have a lot of books at the house. She reads every night. We do read books, but we are able to add to the analog parenting by using the technology that's available to us now.
I want to add to that. I agree that today when you're asked as a parent to help kids with their homework assignments or just ask those general questions, in the past, you had to go to the library. It was, oh, well, tomorrow when the library opens, maybe we can go get a book on that or something to that point. But today, you have the internet there available most times in your home, and you're able to interact more with your kids and giving them the answers to life questions that they have. Whereas in the past, without the internet, without the digital age, you had to rely on the books that were available in your local library if there were books there. So you may not have even found a book on surfing. I think the digital age has helped us in having access to more knowledge as a parent.
Yeah, that's very true in terms of the library not always having all the resources that you need, and that's still true today. But the flip side of always having an instant answer is that the children now expect everything to be instant. And sometimes I'd like to slow it down a little bit and have the opportunity to think about what my response should be. And it might be something as simple as, wanting to go spend the night at a friend's house. Well, sometimes I want a little time to mull that over before having to give this instant response. So, it's good in a lot of ways. And I certainly think the good outweighs the bad, but I think we could slow it down.
I was going to say the downside to that, I guess, is moms can no longer go sit down somewhere or you'll find a book yourself.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to respectfully disagree with that because I do tell my daughter sometimes, go sit down somewhere, go upstairs and get a book, go play a game, or let's play a game. So, while she is a very technology driven child, she has a little MP3 player and she gets on the computer. She also plays chess and she takes dance, and we walk to Fernbank, which is a science center that's very near our house. And so, some of her activities after school or some of her assignments require us to do things that are not technology driven. So I think it's important to have all of the pieces so that you can educate your child as a well-rounded person.
A holistic approach.
Thank you. A holistic approach and a well-rounded person so that she can appreciate not being the microwave child or not having the instant access and having to wait for something. So it's a balance because it is easier to just say, okay, yeah, you can watch YouTube, these particular videos for, half an hour before you go to bed, as opposed to, well, let's read a book together or let's play a game. So it's a challenge for me sometimes to say, okay, so let's go with the analog tonight.
Thank you for joining us this morning. We're speaking with Joyce Davis, Karen Adams, and Melanie Dawson Jackson about the evolving look of moms today. It's reminding me of when people used the television to babysit kids, and you literally could put your kid in front of, feel like at least it was educational, and you could get a break or have a minute to do something. So what are the new challenges, I guess, with everything being minute? And Melanie, I know you bake bread and you guys have herb gardens. Yes. And, so I know your kids kind of get that more holistic approach. But what are the challenges to even slowing down to do those kinds of things?
There's a challenge in being a mom today, in having the digital age upon us, in controlling what your kids access there on the internet. I'm concerned health-wise long-term. We talk about books. We know in the digital age that our kids today, or my kids, are on the Nook and on the
Kindle.
And I worry about how that is going to impact long-term. One, your physical well-being as far as your eyes being constantly glued to a computer screen or a glassy screen, as opposed to more of the interaction. So I agree that there is a need to have balance, and I think that's the challenge of parents today, balancing the new technology and having your kids exposed to it, but also having some control there, some limits there, some structure there. On how they use technology today.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. We set limits on how long they can watch television or even play educational games on the computer. I mean, sure, you can learn to play chess and checkers on the computer. And I've recently learned that the reason my son is now, I hate to say beating, winning when playing checkers with me is because he had been playing against the computer. I didn't even know he was doing that. So I was quite surprised when he suddenly became so good. But, it's just a matter of slowing down. And as a homeschool parent, I have all day and half the night with my children. And, just slowing down and enjoying what it is that they're learning at a pace that they're comfortable with, spending as much time as they want to on a particular subject, or turning off a subject that's not turning them on today. So
I wanted to add a piece of that because I totally agree with you. And that is, my daughter was very distracted earlier in the year because she would always be trying to rush through her homework or her nightly chores to get to that 30 minutes of TV that I said she could watch before her bedtime. So in the beginning of the calendar year, in the beginning of 2013, we decided not to do any electronics at all during the week, just on the weekend. And it improved everything about our evening, about our morning. She was able to focus more. We were able to have great conversations like during dinner, and just, it was a more relaxing time. Now on the weekends, she is on the iPad. She's on the MP3 player. She's watching her shows on TV. But I feel like she has, she's able to get that reward because she has persevered or made it through the week without having, you know, a significant amount of technology. So, you know, I think, like everyone is saying, it's the balance, and you have to figure out kind of what works for you and what works for your child.
And I think conversation is becoming a lost art.
That's why we cut out technology during the week.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
I agree. You spoke on the focus and having your kids focus. And I just recently undertook a project in my home, not just with my kids, but with my husband and myself as well. And the project is Focus on Success. And I had everyone, me and my husband, had the conversation first prior to introducing this concept to the kids. But we defined what success was for us. What is success, or what are your goals for the next year, 3 years, and 5 years? And with me being a mom of teenagers, I'm trying to help them to start focusing on what it means to be successful for them as young adults, to go to college. What is your outline?
What's the plan?
Yeah, what is your plan? And in having them to write down their goals and their ideas of success, not just wealth success, but even healthy. What choices are you making to have a long life? Because we know that there have been many millionaires to come and leave on their life journey prior to even making it to 50 or 60. I think some of the fast food that Wendy's got.
The Wendy's.
Yeah.
Ray Kroc.
You can have millions, and that could be your goal, to be a millionaire, to be successful in business. But you should also include in your formula for success your health, because being successful should mean that you're looking to be healthy emotionally as well as physically.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important for parents to define success for children, or to help children define success for themselves, because so often in our society now, it is this consumer society. You know, they're throwaway clothes, throwaway cars, and it's all about consumption. And how do we change that if we don't start with kids?
It's funny that you say that, because I just told my daughter a couple of weeks ago, I said, you know, I think I may have made a mistake with you in allowing you to buy so many of these, Littlest Pet Shop is what she just absolutely loves, buying so many of those things. They're not that expensive, but you just have too many of them. And, you know, it's just, oh, I want more, more, more. Well, what if you keep getting more, you can't enjoy what you already have. So.
Well, I think moms have a wonderful job. I mean, I am with my niece and with my nephews a lot, but I always get to take them home. I always get to go, okay, now you can go. But for moms, it really is that 24/7. And I don't think technology, I don't think technology has changed that so much, or has it?
Do you mean, do parents get a break?
Yes. Can you get a better break? Is it a chance to relax more? Has it freed up any extra time, either mentally, physically?
So the time that my daughter is watching, you know, television or videos, or listening to her YouTube, listening to her MP3 player on the weekends, yes, that's time. But, you know, she could be spending the exact same time playing with her dolls or, you know, reading a book in her room. So I don't know if I would say that if you're one of those parents that set your child in front of a TV in the 80s, and, you know, you're that same parent now, and you're sitting your child in front of YouTube videos. So it's the same thing. I don't think that technology with children has made time more, has given parents more time. You know, I think that it's what you choose to do with that technology.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to compare it to. I guess if I could think back to the kinds of things that I did with my mom, I'm doing pretty much the same things with my own children. So I don't think it's done anything other than grease the wheels a little bit for us.
Help to get some things done.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm saying that because, I mean, microwaves, you know, you're talking about the computers and the iPads and all of those things. And I go into restaurants now and you don't have to worry about kids so much because they're usually at the table with a device.
We don't allow devices at the table.
What I will say is that I feel like technology has allowed, if you're a solution-oriented person, it allows you access to solutions quicker. So here's an example. So, you know, I've lost some weight recently, and I'm always looking at the caloric content of food that I eat. So I'm able to, like, go online on my phone and find out what I want to order at a restaurant or a fast food place before I get there, because a lot of restaurants have their caloric content in their caloric count in them. So that helps with, like, if just speed things up or make things a little simpler or easier. It doesn't take the place of parenting, but it definitely can.
It's
help.
Another tool.
It's another tool to make good solutions and good choices.
So what do you guys think is the difference from our moms in the 70s, 80s to moms today in the 21st century, truly? Is there a difference?
I think there is a difference, again, in how we use technology. There's definitely a difference in communication. Again, I have teenagers, so they have cell phones. And now as a mom or as a parent, you're able to keep in touch with your kids a little more. If they do happen to go out with friends, you can constantly text them to see what they're doing, where they are, that type of thing. I think technology has helped to improve relationships. I do. I think
moms are more patient. It seems that they explain more, or they take their children's needs more seriously. And that might just be looking at moms, how they interact with their children. I just don't remember my parents interacting that constantly all the time with us. I don't know.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We explain to the nth degree. We have conversations that our parents would not have taking the time to do with us. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, because sometimes I find myself over-explaining things when she really just wanted a real quick answer, and I'm going into all this detail and let's look it up and have you thought about it? And she's like, I just wanted to know if it was okay to eat this apple. Okay.
and that's kind of what I mean. I remember I was probably 12 or 13 before I could actually order for myself at a restaurant.
Right.
You know, my parents ordered. They said what I was going to eat, and that's what came. Mm-hmm. But today, you know, 7-year-olds are deciding that they want, you know, a hamburger or chicken fingers or whatever it is. And I don't remember it that way.
Yeah, in a restaurant, yes, they can make their own decisions, but at home, you're eating whatever I put on that plate, and if you don't want it, breakfast is the next meal being served.
That was the same thing in my house when I was growing up, and it's the same thing in my house. Mm-hmm. Now, I am not a short order cook.
Right.
This is what is going on the table, and if you'd like to eat, here's what you have to offer. Here's what I have to offer. But I did want to add one other difference that I thought between old school moms and new school moms, and that is, you have a very difficult time controlling the imagery in the media that your child has access to. So you might be able to control what's in your own home, but as soon as you step outside, there is an advertisement for something everywhere. And so these images that are just they're just terrible. My child is seeing them and asking me questions about them. And so I remember having this conversation with my mom, and I happened to grow up in Atlanta as well. And, you know, you were not driving down 75 with images of, you know, half naked women advertising the Pink Pony nightclub. You know, it just wasn't there. So she was able to be more controlling of the images that I was able to see. Whereas my 6-year-old is saying, "Ooh, mommy, I see her belly button." And I'm like, well, that's inappropriate. It's not appropriate for you. And there's really no further need for us to talk about it, you know. But it bothers me that even when we go to the gas station, they have those TVs now that have advertised. It's everywhere you go. And so that really is challenging, because the reason that I think some of us have to have more conversations than we did with our parents is because of the assault of these detrimental images and to our children.
And what's really critical for us homeschool, well, it's not really just homeschool parents, but I think we have a tendency to want to shape the message even more. And that's one of the reasons that we don't send our children to regular school, because we don't want...
You want to have more control. No,
road.
I understand.
But, you know, we don't want the government telling us what is appropriate for our children to hear. And we want to control the environment that they're living in, working in, worshiping in. One of the things that I struggle with is appropriate play dates for my child. We don't have as many children nowadays as we used to. I mean, most people have one, two. It's very seldom you find a family that's got six kids anymore. I was friends with the children of my mom's friends. Well, we don't have as many friendships as we used to. We're all having children at different times. A lot of my friends are 10 years younger than I am because my kids are the same age as their kids. And my true friends, well, I don't want to say true friends, but, you know, the friends that I've had for a long time, their kids are in college or gone. So for me, it's a struggle sometimes to make sure that my ideals are matching up with the ideals of the parents of the people I'm letting my kids play with, if that makes sense.
No, and I think that was probably a challenge for analog or old school moms as well. And I mean, it just still amazes me because I still can remember, you know, do it because I said so.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what I do, do what I say. You know, I remember all of those kinds of things in growing up that I don't see today. And Joyce, I think you did hit on something. Children have access to more information than we did. You know,
good or bad.
Good or bad. In my home, we had to read the paper. My parents were educators. We came home from school. We had to read the paper and write a little, you know, paragraph on what was in the news. But at that time, you know, the news even was not so inflammatory. It wasn't terrorists.
Yeah,
it was
scary then.
It wasn't terrorists. It wasn't bombings. It wasn't, you know, pornography or those kinds of things. And I would imagine that it would be easy in this time to fall back on the do what I say, not what I do, or do it because I said so. But it would, I think also that fact that kids have so much access to information would make that harder even to do.
I think it's it would be easier to say, just do what I said because I said it. And honestly, that does come out of my mouth probably at least once a month because it's just easier and I might be stressed and it might be the end of a long week. But on the flip side of that, you know, I want my child to be a thoughtful person and to be able to make good decisions in this crazy world. And so I want her to feel free to have conversations with me about things that she just doesn't understand, or I want to be able to, you know, shape that message, you know, myself. So even when she does come into contact with things that are, you know, challenging or terrible or objectionable, at least I'm able to give her some understanding from her perspective about where we in my household stand on this particular issue. And so I think that's why we have more conversations with our children, because we can't control what's going on outside like we could before.
Well, ladies, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the Local Take this morning to talk about new school and old school moms, analog and technology moms, and just the way that moms are evolving in the 21st century. So thank you all so much. Thank you, Melanie Dawson Jackson. Thank you, Joyce Davis. And thank you, Karen Adams. I really do appreciate your moms taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having us.
This has been The Local Take. We've been speaking with 21st century moms, Joyce Davis, Karen Adams, and Melanie Dawson Jackson about being moms. We want to thank them and wish all the moms in our audience a happy Mother's Day. We love our moms. Thank you for joining us this morning on The Local Take. We want to hear from you. Let us know what's going on in your community. Call our engagement line at 404-880-6211. And thank you for joining us this morning. Until next time,
This is Kipling Primus, your host for The Local Take.